During this difficult time, as a Huntington resident, I'm happy to present that Huntington Youth Bureau has programs to keep the youth between ages 11 and 21 engaged. Project Excel hosts A World of Art, which meets on Thursdays from 3 to 4, Girls Who Code, which meets on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 4:30, Photo Voice, which meets on Mondays from 3:30 to 5, and a great DIY program, which I recommend, on Fridays from 3 to 4, as well as a newly introduced 3D printing and design program that meets on Wednesdays from 4 to 5. This is among others, but Project Sanctuary, on the other hand, hosts a high school senior experience discussion group, which meets on Thursdays from 1:30 to 2:30, a Safe Talk group, which also meets on Thursdays as well as Tuesdays from 3 to 5. There's also a book and movie discussion groups that are available as a joint collaboration of Project Sanctuary and Project Excel on Fridays from 4 to 5. The contact information of these programs that I just mentioned, as well as more programs, are available at highbydry.org. That's HYBYDRI.org. Project Sanctuary is also providing counseling for mental health and general health, and they can be reached at 631-549-8700, which is a 24-hour hotline.
Finally, being home all day could be a problem for many who use their environments as distractions or just unconditionally suffer from drug abuse. Thankfully, the Huntington Drug and Alcohol Center is providing counseling and education via telephone from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They can be contacted at 631-738-5481.
Welcome back to the fourth episode of Project Excel Podcast, which is also known as Pep Talk. Today, I'm here with James, and we're going to be talking about
college.
Exactly, college. Me being a junior in high school, I'm getting really close to that new stage. And, you know, James, you are, I believe, an eighth grader, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we probably have a number of questions that we need answers to. You know, the whole transition, you being in middle school, you know, it's a bit further away for you. But you probably still have as many questions as I do. I believe, I mean, college is something that we're all going for. It's that big step. It's you're getting closer to, you know, what you're shaping your life at this point, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking about college?
About college, I don't know if maybe the application process is going to be changed or if, like, there'll be different rules for college depending on how long this goes on.
I get that. The thing is, you know, you're in eighth grade. And then you're going to get a taste soon of high school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think that's going to be difficult for you? Are you still thinking about college? Or are you just taking a breather for now?
And then I'm trying to take a breather, but I mean, I am a little bit stressed and interested about it, though.
Yeah.
Because I think this could change a lot about it, and I know
it's been a bit hard
to For my sisters, I know that it was hard to get into college for them because the application process was really hard. It could be stressful, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worth it to do college. I mean, depending on like your work ethic, like if you're really lazy and don't want to do it, then that could be a waste of money.
That is a big question is, you know, how hard is it really? How hard is college, you know, in terms of workload and how much effort do you have to really put in? Is it a lot harder than high school? Or, you know, that's something that a lot of people that are in this stage, you know, high school, middle school, they're questioning it because they really want to know. They want to know what it's going to be like, you know, if they're going to have to mentally prepare themselves for that kind of situation, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you get to do all of these topics that you care about now. Because now won't just be social studies, English, math, the usual that you've had since like first grade. It'll be a little bit of that, but mostly what topic that you're going to pursue and want to pursue.
Yeah, exactly. And your interest. I mean, amongst ourselves, you think that's liberating. I definitely feel like it's exciting almost to feel that sort of freedom of being able to choose what you want to do and finally being able to do it. Well, James, I have good news. We might have the answers to our questions because today with us we have two college students. If you guys would like to just introduce yourselves really quickly.
My name is Elvis Torres. I'm 19. I go to Monroe College and I'm a junior.
And I'm Michael. I'm 18 and I'm currently a college freshman. I'm attending
NYIT. Mike was here in a previous episode, but today he's going to be finally, you know, he's going to be telling us about this whole process because we do have a lot of questions. I'm getting really close. James is getting close. We want to know, is it really as stressful as we all think it is?
In some ways, yes.
It also depends on what you're studying as well and in a way, like where you're studying. So for example, if you're, say, attending an Ivy League, you know, an Ivy League is completely different compared to a community college. Like the workload is different. The teaching style is also very different.
It's a different realm, you know, it's a whole different level, I guess.
Right.
I mean, what are your guys' schedules like? Is it loaded? Do you have free time every once in a while? Or is it just all just college? And you guys carry jobs as well, I believe. So
we do have grace periods, like in between classes. It would either be like 10 minutes or an hour, maybe 2 hours. And
right.
Well, what I would do, since I'm a commuter, I would just like get something to eat, go hang on my car, just play on my phone and talk to friends.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like to do is during my grace periods, I look at the other students, look at the other classes, like the culinary classes that I see from a window, because there's a small little dining, outside dining hall where you could just see like these the students just like cook and all, and you see how stressed or how accomplished, how perfect these dishes could look like. It's just amazing.
So it's you're always thinking, you know, you're always evaluating your environment, your options, you know, what you've achieved exactly, right?
Exactly.
Do you feel like from high school, it's more, you feel more freedom, more liberated? I mean, that's a big question a lot of people want to know is having the ability to choose your own classes and do what you want to do, is that really something that affects your mood, your morale, your work ethic?
It's less stress than high school, but also just like high school, college does have some mandatory classes. Like for me, I had to take accounting and wow, that was stressful, but it was just a one-time class. And the next, I just had to like take like hospitality classes that are just like cruising, travel, tourism, or my favorite, beverage management. We actually try drinks, but you have to spit them out once you're done trying them.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
When you're getting into college, how is the application process?
Oh, the location process. It just depends on what you like, whether you like to be close to home, far from home, or just want to try a completely different setting. Like, for example, my girlfriend, she lives in Bethpage. In Bethpage, she has been telling me that there's a Bethpage bubble where you only talk to those set of people, even after college. But then when she went to Monroe, there's like much more people than what she actually thought. She has made much more friends, has met much more people, and realized there's much more things to do outside of that Bethpage bubble.
And what about the application process, getting into college? I heard that that could be a tough one with all the essays.
Well, it depends on which college.
Yeah, like as I mentioned before, like, Ivy League, private school, public school, whatever. Like
they require a lot more.
Yeah, like if you were to go to a community college, let's say, they don't really expect you to have like a 4.0 GPA with like perfect SAT, ACT scores or anything like that. Like if you can prove that you can at least sustain a good score on your exams and whatnot, you know, a community college will look at that and be like, wow, okay, he can do his work. For an Ivy League, it's like you have to, like, it's like they're looking for you to be in honors. They're looking for you to be in AP exams.
And with those higher level schools, I found that you kind of got to go for that scholarship on the full ride because I know it can be pretty expensive when you're going into college.
Definitely.
Yeah, usually with the higher difficulty schools, they usually charge more because, you know, they feel
their level of education is so much higher.
Yeah, like they get these professors that have like these PhDs, doctorates and whatnot. And you know, they usually charge up a lot. So that's where it goes to your tuition.
Yeah, and then it's up to you to that. I mean, also, another Because especially nowadays, we are all about feeling prepared, you know, knowing what's going to happen next. So from high school to college, do you think you needed to like make a big transition in, you know, how you're supposed to act, I guess, or really, did you have to mentally prepare yourselves for college? Has it been a big burden, or has it really just been similar to high school in terms of workload and in terms of schedule? I mean, we spoke about schedule and workload, but I mean, does it really, how has it affected you guys personally?
Well, it's much more lighter work than high school work, where you're supposed to like have this one size fit all like work. Like,
yeah, I get that. That's a really good way of putting it.
And that's what I hated mostly about high school, is because you take these like classes that, oh, you'll take it because you need it, or you'll take it because it's required for your GPA or for your college like stuff. Like, I hated that. Once I'm in college, everything's different. Like, I take the things that I like. Yeah, I know I'm just set of some mandatory classes, but at least I'll take those once in a while rather than all the time, every day of my life, waste my time and feel bored, and like my motivation will go down. And
yeah,
less, you know, I've been told that by teachers that I have no motivation for any of my classes because of that one class or several classes.
Yeah, and to add on to that as well, like how I've just mentioned, is that the classes are very different. Like, even for my school, the classes, although you do have to take prerequisites, it's much more personalized based on what you plan on pursuing. So, and not only that, but the scheduling is like, you can choose when you want to have a certain class. Like, for example, if you want to have this class at 12 p.m., for example, the class, like, some classes can last an hour, maybe 2 hours or something like that. They usually have breaks and whatnot. But then again, you know, you're not taking like 8 classes with 4-minute breaks or anything in between. Like in college, like for my school, normally they would have you in 5 classes, and it would be from Monday through Thursday, maybe even Friday on some occasions. You would have a class that's like 40 minutes long, 50, maybe an hour or 30 minutes or anything like that. And then afterwards, you can have like half an hour break if you choose to have it like that, maybe an hour or something like that.
So essentially, you just have this so much freedom in choosing your schedule and choosing the hours that you want to be in college and, you know, how long everything takes, right? There's just so much freedom.
Yeah, like in my school, they have something called a free hour, which ironically isn't only just 1 hour. It's like 2 hours, kind of. Where classes, I'm pretty sure there are no classes around that time. I could be wrong, but essentially it's like around 12:30 to like 2:30 or something, or 1:30 or something. And basically, that's where, you know, most of the clubs meet, where most of like the sports teams or whatever hang out, you know, stuff like that, where it's like you feel as if like you're in a campus.
You mean something,
community,
right?
You feel, yeah, like you're in a community that you feel you can interact with.
Yeah, actually, I love that you said that, because, you know, sports clubs and that community, that sense of community, do you feel like there's so many more opportunities, you know, with clubs and different sports and just different opportunities really as a whole for you to integrate into your school? Do you feel like there's more than high school? There's more chances, there's more clubs that you can join than in high school and college?
Yeah, like, though this kind of is the sad truth, in regards to public school, public high schools, is that, you know, funding is kind of hard to come by because the school has to pay for the library costs, has to pay for the books and stuff like that, Chromebooks. In college, you know, and even my school's president has mentioned this, if there's something that doesn't exist that you feel should, you can make it a possibility. So even if it's with clubs or like some kind of invention, you know, famous inventors, they create things that you've never seen before. And that's what gives it that sort of wow effect. So when it comes to like a community, it's best that like, if you have a thought, try to make it into a reality. If it works out, you know, maybe you get praise or anything, something like that. See, maybe in like a few years, like someone will look back and be like, who started this? You know?
Exactly. So you can always put your footprint wherever you go. Exactly. So like essentially in college, you feel like nobody's outspoken, you know, everybody is welcome and everybody can do whatever they feel is right. That's, you know, just like the premise of what you mean. Right. Yeah.
And that's very true.
So, with college comes either dorming or commuting. So what are your opinions? What did you guys do? Cause I know it's a hard decision.
Well, if you're like, if you want to go to a college that's near you, I recommend like, you know, commuting. But if you really want to try the dorm life, then go for the dorming. For me, I actually wanted to dorm, but from the bills and all that and money, I decided to commute because it was a lot more cheaper.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's a concern for a lot is the pricing. Yeah. So what about you, Mike? Did you also commute?
Yeah, I decided to go commuting because, like Elvis mentioned, you know, dorming isn't cheap. Obviously, it depends on like your situation. So if you are going to a college that's nearby, maybe like
it's more efficient.
Yeah, it's like for me, it takes me half an hour to get to my school. So you know, I commute. My classes are a bit later, so I don't have to worry about waking up at like 6 a.m. or anything like that.
Right.
But you know, obviously not everyone has that benefit of commuting. Maybe you don't have a car or anyone to drop you off or anything like that. You don't want to take the bus because this and that. But
then you would be dorming at it.
Yeah, depending on your situation, you know, it depends. It's best that you know, do your research, kind of like in a way calculate which is better, getting a car, paying for gas, insurance, you know, stuff like that, or you know, dorming there, like staying there possibly for the 4 years if you're gonna stay there for 4 years.
And if you do have a car, it could be very expensive going back and forth every day. Could lead to accidents, car breaking down.
Yeah.
Well, it depends really how you use it externally outside.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Elvis could explain.
More vulnerable to car crashes is commute. I agree with that because for the past 2 years I've been going to college, I've been in 2 car accidents and both parties, well, the parties that I was against, blamed that it was me, even though it was clearly their fault because one, I was in a 3-way crash and I was in the middle. I didn't cause it.
Okay.
And yeah, caused me some hernias.
I believe, yeah. Well, I mean, this whole concern about how much eventually commuting and or room and board and, you know, the cost, what I heard a lot about, you know, college being so expensive. James and I were just speaking about it. About what was that process like of being able to afford college?
Being able to afford college. I didn't think of that at first, but do all these scholarships. And the first one I was getting or actually competed for was best high school chef of America scholarship, and that was for Monroe College. I lost. I scored 5th place, but that didn't mean that I didn't get anything. I got $32,000, and guess what? Because of that, plus FAFSA, I go to college for free.
That is incredible. Incredible. That is, that would be I bet that was a sigh of relief, you know.
Yes.
It's more comfortable, I think, knowing that you don't have to pay. You said FAFSA, right? FAFSA, was that a convoluted and complicated process for you, or was it light? How did you feel about filling out FAFSA?
FAFSA is annoying, but thanks to FAFSA, I go to college for free. Also TAP.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, one note is that you always have to make sure it's your data, your personal information, not someone else's that you're writing for, because even if it's one number off, you just have to fix it because they won't give you the money for it.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, luckily for us here in Huntington, Project Excel does do walkthroughs of FAFSA. So anybody listening who is thinking about or is confused with FAFSA, you know, we're lucky we have that program here. Anyway, guys, very great input. I love all of your opinions. And honestly, it's a bit more comforting to have heard these from you. And James, I bet you feel the same way. It's definitely comforting.
Yeah, it's nice to have some assurance about college.
Definitely. And my questions are definitely answered. And I hope a lot of questions have been answered from people listening. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone listening here for Pep Talk. This is the fourth episode, and we'll see you soon. Have a great one and stay positive.